There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, welcome back to the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Taryn Lupo.
And Mark.
And we're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. More on secession coming up here. Sardinia is the next place where secession is getting hot. People are talking about leaving Italy and joining Switzerland. There's an article over at Mises.org just talking generally about the idea of sort of using Sardinia as an excuse to talk about secession. Like, well, you know, why not? Why shouldn't we be able to go down to secession at the individual level? Why not secession at the house level? Why not secession at the neighborhood level, let alone the country level?
Yeah, I mean, how do you do it without a geographic, you know, a location attached in theoretically, I think that's great to be, you know, secede in your mind, but realistically, we got to live here. And, you know, what's the compromise? Like, I would be happy. Maybe I could compromise the level of a county or maybe a town that I could just simply drive and avoid the towns I don't like. You know, something realistic like that. I don't know if I could secede. I mean, us three in this room couldn't even agree on how to live.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But you don't need to necessarily, as long as people can sort of get along. There would have to be, obviously, there would have to be compromises made, but countries make compromises to live next to each other all the time. I don't know. It seems to me that a system could be set up where governments were organizations that were not tied to land masses. All the services, they just provide, they're just organizations that provide service, right? And those services,
really crappy service.
I don't know. I mean, think about garbage for a second. I've lived in towns that have garbage collection. I've lived in towns that have no garbage collection, or private garbage collection, I should say. And the pricing's pretty similar. Basically, you know, it was like $20 a month or whatever it was in both cases for garbage collection. In the case of the town, I don't have the city owning garbage collection. I don't have the choice of whether or not I don't want to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I don't get private garbage collection. I take mine to the city transfer station and I drop it off there and I pay for a little sticker that lets me do that. And it's less, you know, I can do
the
it on
the cheapest way to do it, right?
Yeah, I do it on their time. And it's, you know, it's a little more work for me.
Yeah, a little less convenient.
I don't know. A little less convenient, but it's on my way anyway.
Okay.
And so for me, it's not that big of a deal. Also, I was always having problems with garbage collection. Oh my God, you cut the sticks 3.5 feet instead of 3 feet long.
This was back when it was city.
And the bundle weighs 35 pounds, not 30 pounds, so we're not going to be able to pick that up for you. Or, oh my goodness gracious, you put a type 3 recycling in the type 1 and 2 recycling box.
Yeah.
Dear me! And they don't even, actually, I'm making this up, because they don't even tell you what you did wrong. They just leave your garbage there. And, like, you're supposed to guess what happened. I mean, you know, they turn good garbage men into sort of shiftless, angry, grumpy government bureaucrats.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. In fact, we'll go to Skype where Brian is on the line. Brian Hagen in Kansas. Hey, Brian.
What is going on, gentlemen? How in the world are you tonight?
Hey, man. I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Hey there, Brian Hagen.
Welcome.
Mark Edge, it is always a pleasure to hear your voice. Ian, it is always a pleasure. Taryn Lupo, it's good to talk to you, buddy. But, guys, I want to tell you something. This conversation is wonderful, but Taryn Lupo is your guest. You can't be using big words like secession. You're going to confuse him.
I do. I just scratch my head like a monkey every time they bring it up, and I just look at him, and he gives me this paper to read of what I'm supposed to say.
I was going to say, you were sounding way too intelligent without being scripted there, Lupo.
No, it's all scripted.
I knew it had to be. The only thing that Taryn Lupo knows is cats. and 1970s TV shows. That's it, guys.
You know, Nanu.
Yeah, I mean, we basically had a whole show about that. We cranked out all these episodes just on 1970s TV shows.
Before you book a guest, you need to consult with me so I can make sure you get the right guest for the right topic. If you were doing a show on cats or Charo Coochie Coochie, Taryn would be your man. But a show on Secession? He's the wrong guest, guys.
Brian, I am just sitting here listening, and I got to wonder to myself, did you develop this radio voice of yours, or is it something you were born with?
You know, actually, I think I developed it, but what happened is, when I was 2 years old, my dad bought me a shoebox tape recorder. It was a Panasonic from Sears. And my mom said, Ronnie, he's too young for that. And he goes, he'll learn how to use it. Bought me a microphone, too. So from 2 years old, I was practicing on this thing. So I think that's just kind of how it developed. Thanks for the compliment.
Brian, did you have a Mr. Microphone? Do you remember those things that you could speak through your car and harass women?
See, there you go. 1970s toy that was an absolute flop, but of course, Karen Lupo knows all about it.
If it has something to do with harassing women, you know he does.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I mean, why he takes a stale 1970s toy and then turns it into women and female harassment?
He's pretending to be Christine trying to scare the pants off of these gals.
Mr. Microphone was awesome.
I can see him driving down the road, you know, yelling at random women. It's awful. Actually, he'd be going, here, kitty, kitty, to all the cats, because he's like a crazy cat woman.
That's true. I'm adding a reflection.
He shows up here. He doesn't greet anybody. He goes straight to the dog.
That doesn't surprise me at all. But of course, the dog rejects him because he's covered in cat hair. I mean, there's always just cat hair everywhere all over his body. It's horrible. Don't think he's hairy. That's cat hair.
Do you have cats, Taryn? I don't remember
I don't right
them.
Now. I had five in Savannah, but they stay with the ex-wife.
But you did move into
a veterinary clinic, and I borrow my neighbor's cat all the time. I let him in the house and hang out with them. It's pretty bad, but I like that, man. I have no responsibility, and I get to play with this cat that's not mine. Like, I don't have to feed it, I don't have to pay for it, and I send it on its way. It's the best. That's pretty much how I treat Brian.
It is. That's exactly it. Treats me like a little pet, but it's nice because he scratches me behind my ears and in other places, too, that I won't mention on the air.
Brian, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just in case anybody wonders, this is what it's like working at a radio station all of the time. When you have these creative minds, they can't do anything but sort of... They push against each other. They find limits. Just and in the process, it's things like this. You know, it's gay locker room humor.
Yeah.
It's constantly picking. It's finding out the weak spots.
There's so much sexual harassment at radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that at workplaces. But
what are they going to do when it's a bunch of guys doing it to each other?
Yeah.
You know, the women don't even come in the back anymore.
No, they do not. Gentlemen, I just wanted to call in and say how much I miss all of you. I didn't, of course, get to make it to PortFest this year, due to personal sort of stuff.
Right.
But next year, I will be there. I love you guys so much. Taryn Lupo, I care about you some, too.
I love you long time,
Thanks,
Brian.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses for not making a pork fest. Get out of here.
All right. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I have to admit, I didn't know what a plebiscite was. I had to look that one up. That's essentially, it's a vote.
The vote,
it's a big word for vote.
It's a local vote, though, right?
Oh.
It's the vote of the people, the Democratic vote.
I didn't know that. I think they're talking about plebs.
Well, it is. They are talking about plebs.
That's the best word ever. I love calling people plebs.
Well, they are plebs.
Plebiscite is a direct vote by eligible voters to decide an important public question, such as a change to the Constitution, secession, or a similar issue of national or regional importance. Okay, so it's like a big, important vote.
Yeah, I've used the term referendum to do that, but I think plebiscite is a good one. Yeah.
Well, this sounds like it's even more important than the average vote, right? Like an unusual vote.
Yeah.
Like more important than even voting for president or something like that, right? So anyway, there you go.
This is on an issue. A plebiscite would be on an issue, right?
Yeah, like a change to the Constitution or secession or a similar issue of national or regional importance.
So when you call someone a pleb, then what are you saying? I thought that was like the great unwashed, the masses were plebs.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, plebs are just people, basically voters, individuals.
A pleb is an ordinary person, especially one from the lower social classes.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's go to George. He's on the line in D.C. Hello, George.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Anyway, I got my first official harassment from the police for being an Uber driver.
Really?
Ooh, all right. We'll talk more about it here. Stand by. You're calling us from D.C., and even though you're on Skype, it's not the best-sounding Skype, so stand by. We'll come back. It almost sounds like you're on a phone through Skype, which, you know, I guess you can do. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back here with more, and more about secession as well. There's a little bit more detail here on just sort of the concept of secession, and then we'll talk more about Sardinia in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. We're talking secession or whatever you want to discuss. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just got a brand new router in here for the studio. I haven't had a chance to set it up yet, but I'm excited about it. It's going to bring the studio into the this decade. I haven't bought a new router since like 2008.
Really?
So,
I guess that's good. It says something good about the routers you've had, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's time. It's time to move on into the world of gigabit capability. And so that's what I'm going to do. But I got mine at 20% off. And I could have probably gotten it at 25, but I just felt arbitrarily like selecting 20% is my discount on Purse. And it got bought within 90 minutes of me making that choice. Purse.freetalklive.com can get you up to 25% off or more on your Amazon purchases. And there's no scam or, like, secret thing that you need to know or whatever.
I mean, I spent enormous amounts of money on Amazon. How does that work?
It's amazing.
What do you do?
What you do is you go to purse.freetalklive.com. You sign up for an account, and then you, on your Amazon account, you add whatever you want to buy to a wish list. So are your books on Amazon?
I think
they are, right? So sure. If I wanted to go order some Taran Lupo books, I could go and add those to my wish list. And then I copy the wish list. The wish list has like a little shareable URL. And Purse shows you how to, you know, do all this stuff.
Okay.
You copy that shareable URL, and then you insert it into Purse. And Purse sort of ingests your wish list items into Purse. And then they give you a little selector, and you can select what percentage off you want on that product. So you can select, you know, low, 5, 10% if you want. Or you can select 20, 25%, and sometimes you can select even more off. If you've been around Purse for a little while, they'll increase the amount that you can select off. Now, the thing is, the more you select as far as a discount, the longer it may take to fill the order, because what's happening is once you choose your percentage discount, in my case, I chose 20%, it then goes into a sort of an order marketplace where people can then spend their cash, their credit cards, to buy that item for you. You're paying. What you do is you put Bitcoin into an escrow account. So basically, you pay a fraction of the price of the actual amount, the actual item at Amazon in Bitcoin, and then the other person is essentially buying your Bitcoin from you at a very steep sort of rate, essentially. These are people that want to get Bitcoin, they want to get it quickly, but they don't want to go through the standard exchanges to get their Bitcoin. They want to, let's say, get Bitcoin with their credit card.
Okay.
So the way they do it is they buy the product for you as a gift on Amazon. They send you that product. When you receive the product, you then release the Bitcoin to that person. So Amazon's gotten their full amount that they're charging, right? So if your book's 20 right. bucks, Amazon's getting all 20 bucks. The person who is making the purchase is the one who's getting Bitcoin basically at 20% off.
Got it.
Or 20% above. Excuse me. Bitcoin at 20% above the sort of the spot price. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And is there a third party that, you know, like, so I don't lose my Bitcoin, does Purse handle?
Purse handles the escrow.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
When you select the products you want on Purse and the discount you want, Purse then says, okay, send us this amount of Bitcoin. They then hold that until you receive the product. You don't release your Bitcoin to the buyer until you actually get the product in your hands. And then you say, oh, yep, I got it. Click, confirmed, and then that person gets the Bitcoin.
Oh, so very cool.
You, by spending your Bitcoin, can save up to 25% or more, and I do it every time, 20, 25%. It's no problem. Those things get purchased within a couple hours.
I mean, big items too, like a couple hundred bucks?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This router was over $200. Well, now you know.
Now I understand.
Go to purse.freetalklive.com. When you get signed up through that link, everything you buy from that point forward on Purse, Free Talk Live, will get a very small percentage of it. So it helps us out. You save big time on Amazon. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices and selection. You're just getting 20 to 25% off or possibly more or less if for whatever reason. They've got Purse Instant where it'll instantly fulfill an order for you as well. And so you can use that too. Very cool stuff. Purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to George. He's in D.C. where it'll instantly fulfill an order. Hey, I think George actually, I don't know what that was. Something is playing my audio, and that's not George's fault. In fact, I think I know where it's coming from, so I apologize about that. That's the problem with running a computer with a bunch of different stuff going on here. All right, I think we've actually got George with us here in D.C.
Can you hear me?
You're a little muffled or distorted slightly. I'm not sure if it's your cell phone.
Yeah, it might be my cell
phone. That's much better. You sound much better now. Go ahead.
There we go. Okay.
What were you calling about?
Yeah, anyway, I drop a passenger off at Dulles Airport, and then I go off into this parking lot near the, not far from the terminal to wait for our next passenger because, you know, Beat's trying to drive all the way back to either Tyson's or D.C. to pick up another person. And all of a sudden, it's like 5 minutes into it, not even that, airport police roll up, and apparently it's like they see me and they demand my license and all that, telling me that I'm not allowed to be working, especially as of today, working the airport as an Uber driver or Lyft driver.
Why as of today?
Some law goes into effect there where basically anyone who runs a TNC, that's what they call a transportation network company, i.e. Uber or Lyft, has to wait outside the airport to get a request by law because, you know, those taxi unions and all that, they got to get their first dibs and all that. And especially with Dulles, it's even worse there. And anyway, thankfully, he did not give me a ticket, even though he could have. It said the tickets, the fines go between $1,000 and $5,000 right there. And he just gave me this piece of paper explaining the codes, in the new law, essentially. Like, for example, get this. If a driver comes to the airport to pick up a passenger in response to a request to transport that passenger, I have a record. I have to write down the person's name, where they're going, the date and time on paper now, you know, to make available for the police if they want to, you know,
really?
Investigate all that.
This is just the airport?
Yeah, just the airports. Yeah,
airport's fertile ground for taxi cabs, and right. You know, it's the best place to have.
George, how is this so different than the slug line that's been going on in D.C. for 20 years?
What's that? I mean, what is the slug line?
The slug line, when I was a kid, used to be able to get in. D.C. has horrible traffic, so you used to be able to randomly carpool with people. Everybody would park their cars and get what was called the slug line, and you would just pile in. You'd find out where someone was going, and they would put two or three people in a car, and you would take the HOV lane to save you from traffic. But some of these people would go right to the airport with the slug line. And they've been doing this for 20 years. George, you probably know what I'm talking about, right, George?
I've heard of that, you know, but that's mostly carpool. Like, I used to ride with my dad to work a couple times growing up as a kid, and he would pick up someone at the metro stop who was going into D.C. to take that carpool lane like that because it required three people or more. But I never done that as an Uber or Lyft driver.
So just to be clear, the cops are saying you can service the airport, but you have to start writing people's names down? I'm a little confused.
I cannot wait for a passenger on airport property.
Oh, okay. But the taxi cabs can.
Yeah, exactly. Only in Dulles' case, only Washington Flyer. So that I even asked the cop, how does this not violate federal antitrust laws with this monopoly with only Washington Flyer allowed to pick up people?
Shut up and get out of here.
We'll let the courts decide that, son.
I just do what I'm told.
If you want to tell us
driving
more,
in circles.
If you want to tell us some more of the ridiculous restrictions, hang on, because it sounds like there's more. So stand by, George. We're here in moments, how they're treating the poor Uber and Lyft drivers in D.C. could be coming to a city near you.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Darren B. Lupo,
and King Mark the First.
And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. We give them away. Now, if you're online and you're not protecting yourself, well, you really need to ask yourself why not. Maybe it's just because you haven't taken the time yet to go to proxpn.com/FTL and download software that can help keep you safe from prying and spying online. Your very own internet service provider is probably saving every website you visit, every search term you enter. They may be saving that information for years in some cases. And, of course, giving it away to, government agencies, maybe selling that information to other companies so they can market to you. ProXPN.com/FTL will stop that from happening. They encrypt your internet connection. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. Their software is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and you can go through Linux as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get the software. Get it installed, and you are protected from people that might want to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets or your ISP snooping on you. It's really easy. Get started at ProXPN.com/FTL. Again, you can start for free, but you're likely going to want to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites.
Plus, does that mean that I could basically go and get the download the shows I want to see without getting nasty letters from Comcast. Is that what that means when you say privately torrent?
Essentially. So the private torrenting ability means that they are protecting your identity. So when you're torrenting, you're downloading files from various different places all around the world or wherever those files are coming from. But your IP address, if you're not using ProXPN, your IP address is on the list of those files that are, you know, that are being downloaded. So yours and all the other ones that are involved in that. So when you're using ProXPN, it's ProXPN's IP address that is listed. And ProXPN has a bunch of IP addresses in different countries. So if you're going to be doing private torrenting, I recommend that you use their Netherlands server instead of the U.S. servers. They will still, it's still possible that ProXPN will receive a DMCA takedown notice if you're using their U.S. servers, but they will not give out information about their clients to the companies that are sending those notices. However, it's just a safer thing to not use their U.S.-based servers if you're going to be doing that. Just then you won't get any kind of notices ever.
Ever. So okay. So just don't use the U.S.
The privacy protections in the Netherlands are better as far as that goes. And so it's a
Can't your cable provider realize that, like, oh, this guy's massively using bandwidth, but it says he's at a different IP address? I mean, can't they put that together?
Cable company could, in theory, block VPN access, and I've heard stories about that happening out there, but I haven't heard about it with ProXPN, and I haven't, you know, they're not very consistent stories, so generally the cable companies can't block VPNs because a lot of companies use them. A lot of companies use them. So if you want to connect to your company or your corporate network from your house and have access to all your company files and all that, generally it's VPNs that are used to do that. And so if internet service providers just decided, we are going to block all VPNs, that would make them very unpopular with their clients.
Right. So,
really,
like, you couldn't pass big medical files, you couldn't pass, you know, large documents, things like that, because they don't know if you're doing that or downloading Game of Thrones.
They don't know what you're doing. It's encrypted, so they have no idea. And that's part of the fun of ProXPN. The ISP is in the dark. You're using their service, but they don't know what you're doing anymore with it. So go to ProXPN.com/FTL and use code FTL50. You'll get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee and a great discount, 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50 at ProXPN.com/FTL. George is still with us. He's a Uber and Lyft driver in the D.C. area, and apparently just today, the 1st of July, there's been a new law that has gone into effect in D.C. that is prohibiting Uber and Lyft drivers from actually lurking on the airport property. This is what taxi drivers have done historically. They just sort of lurk, and then they get to, you know, real quick, somebody's going to hail a cab, right? You know, they're going to walk out of the airport, they're going to wave for a cab. And so
they know what time the planes are coming in, they're ready.
And so in this case, you know, the taxi cab companies hate Uber and Lyft. They hate the fact that they're coming in and they're innovating in the transportation business. They're providing new competition and new innovation, new ideas, and they hate that because they like things the way they've always been, which is the way it's always been, is the government keeps new competition out of the taxi cab business. And so Uber and Lyft, of course, are saying they're not taxi companies. They're just connecting companies. They connect somebody with a car with somebody who wants a ride. The person with a car is the owner of the car, not the taxi, or not Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft own no cars. So these taxi cab companies have been fighting to try to stop Uber and Lyft from doing their business, and now they've managed to get yet another step in the direction of preventing Uber and Lyft from competing by preventing them from physically being on the property to wait for customers. So you would have to, George, you would have to wait somewhere off of the Dulles Airport property.
Reagan, too.
And what's that?
Reagan National also.
Yeah, and Reagan. And then you would have to then wait for someone to order the Uber, and then you could come in to pick up. But even then, they're putting restrictions on you. Like, you have to write down physically with a pen and paper, write down the name and information of the passengers?
Yep, and where they're going. Like, right here, it says here, yeah, the person's destination, name, date and time, and point of pickup. And this right there, they want that, right, as another, you know, slap in the face right there to make sure all the passengers just stick to taxis, apparently. And
Also, oh, we also have...
So the taxi cab guys don't have to do that stuff. They can just pick somebody up. They don't have to ask them their name. They don't have to get any of these details.
That's right. Oh, and get this. What was I going to say? We also forced to have some new special kind of registration, a nice little Star of David thing that we stick on our license plates, you know.
Whoa.
Where, yeah, you know, that indicates that we work for a... what's it called? Transportation network company. That's, you know, what they call.
What happens if you go to the airport? I mean, some people do. You're doing Uber and Lyft for a living, and you're probably doing it many hours a day. But some people just do it on the weekends, or, you know, once in a while, or whatever. What happens if that person, for instance, I do Uber 4 hours a week on a Saturday just to get a little extra money to go out drinking. But I've got to go for a business trip. I'll be gone from Tuesday to Friday. So I go to the airport, I take my car in, I park it, and I'm going to go on a flight. Can I get in trouble because I've got one of these little stickers?
No, you have to be online, too, right there. For Uber as online, like they wanted to take passengers. Like how the cop found me was he had his own Uber app on the smartphone that was provided by the airport police right there. They gave each of the cops a smartphone with an Uber app for passengers, so that then, you know, they leave that on and they see the locations of all the Uber drivers waiting to pick someone up, the available ones.
So they can target you, and then in this case they pulled you over and gave you this piece of paper which is telling you all these new rules that you're going to have to jump through these hoops if you want to do business at the airport.
Yeah, he told me that if he catches me again, it's a $1,000 ticket and a possible notice forbidding trespassing, saying that I'm banned from the airport.
Now, what's Uber saying about this? Because I know you've called before to say that Uber's sort of behind the drivers. They'll help with legal fees and, you know, provide lawyers and things like that in certain circumstances. What are they saying?
Yeah. They're like, follow the law because we help write it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, but apparently, I guess Virginia was just fighting a little bit harder with Uber than most other localities or something like that, apparently. And since it's such a big market, Uber kind of caved, and they're just like, well, as long as you're following the laws and all the registrations and stuff. Thankfully, Uber is taking care of the actual registration as a TNC, i.e. Transportation Network driver, so I don't have to go to the DMV and get no papers. I don't have to register myself. They're doing all the paperwork.
This is probably the beginning of even more regulations that are going to come down. George, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you explaining it. It's absolutely horrible how they're treating Uber and Lyft drivers out there, preventing them from competing in the marketplace on an even ground.
There's probably some backroom deal that was like, okay, we'll give you the airport, just let us have everything else.
We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. We still have to talk more about secession coming up here. We had begun to discuss the country of Sardinia, or the, I guess not a country, but the area of Italy known as Sardinia, and this place would like to leave Italy, apparently, or at least a number of the people in Sardinia. There's a secessionist movement going on there. They also want to not just secede into their own country, which I don't know why they wouldn't want to do that, but they want to actually secede from Italy and then be annexed into Switzerland. So we can talk more about secession here in a moment. It's led to an article over at lewrockwell.com and Mises.org that just talks generally about the idea of secession. Secession not just at the level of a country, but also down to the level of a neighborhood or a home or an individual. Just the general concept of seceding. We'll continue with that discussion here. The hosts in studio tonight include me, Ian.
Taryn Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
And our toll-free number again, 855-453. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. So let's see here. Back to the story over at lewrockwell.com. There is no denying, writes the author here over at Mises.org. The author in this case is Ryan McMakin. There's no denying that people like to join together in groups for a variety of purposes, not limited to military and economic ends. The megastates of the modern world are held together by coercion, but cities, towns, and communities are naturally occurring phenomena that predate states. Moreover, just as I give up the freedom to talk loudly or adjust the volume when I watch a movie at a theater instead of my home, virtually everyone, even in a system of theoretically limitless secession, would give up at least some of his own personal prerogatives in the name of joining a municipality, league, or association that could provide legal and defense services. At the same time, individuals would be careful to keep the majority of power at the local level, since individuals can still exercise influence over localized governments. This is not the case in a huge state like the United States, where an individual who is not a billionaire has nearly zero influence over anything the national government does. But this raises a new question. If people choose to give up certain prerogatives to join with other cities and towns, isn't this true of all states? Haven't people voluntarily chosen to be a part of Russia or of the United States? And the answer here is no, because without a meaningful ability to make choices or provide a new choice via secession, no truly voluntary choice has been made. And yeah. Most of us didn't make a choice to be where we are. We were just pushed out of our mother's wombs on some arbitrary plot of land and then become the property of the people calling themselves the state.
Yeah, generally, I think it's a pretty lucky thing to be born in the United States compared to, you know, where most people in the world are born.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, the United States is a superior place to be. However, what you need to consider is that if for whatever reason you want to switch, most countries in the world, if you don't live within their borders, citizen or not, they don't tax you. The United States chooses to tax you. If you make more than $97,000 a year, the United States chooses to tax you anywhere in the world. And if they say it at $97,000, they could say it at $17,000. It doesn't really matter. They claim your income because you're a citizen. They claim your income anywhere in the world. So you have to pay the income tax for the country you're in, whatever the tax is, and then you have to pay the United States government above and beyond that. How world do they get the, well, if you want to come back.
Ah, there's that.
There's that. Yeah. So how in the world do they get the justification to do that?
I can tell you, man, if I was planning on leaving the United States, I would be fine with not coming back. You know, like if I had come to the point where I was ready to leave the United States, I would not be paying them any. Well, first of all, I haven't been paying income tax for more than a decade, but I certainly wouldn't start after I left the United States.
Well,
the hell with that.
A lot of people want to go outside of the country and work and do whatever it is that they do outside of the country, and that's should be their prerogative as citizens of a free country, supposedly.
It's not a free country.
No,
nobody really thinks it is, do they? Does anybody listening actually think the U.S. is a free country?
Yeah, and they really don't even let you leave now. If you talk to these people rid of their citizenship, it's ridiculous what they have to go through just to do that. And then if you do manage to get rid of it, you barely can even come back on vacation. If you talk to some of these people, it's massive hoops they have to go to see their family. So if you leave and you go through all those hoops and you expat, man, you don't come back. That's a real pain in the butt.
According to the story here, as the author notes, states erect legal and practical barriers to extend their monopoly powers over a large area and over many facets of life in order to diminish choices and options. Likewise, states generally prohibit the creation of new states so as to further strengthen their monopolies. And we see that happening with Liberland, where there's this 3-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia that neither Serbia or Croatia were claiming as their own land. So these libertarian types went in there, sank their flag in the dirt, and said, this is now Liberland. And now they've been getting arrested. There have been, as of a couple weeks ago, the last time we talked about it, there were 24 arrests that had already happened in Liberland. The Croatian government goons are arresting the people from Liberland. And so that's exactly what this guy's saying here, is they are trying to prohibit. Croatia is doing their best to try to stop Liberland from coming into existence. And they, you know, they don't want to have a competitive state right next door to them that's going to have near zero regulatory structure and just let anybody move in there who, you know, loves the ideas of freedom and is willing to contribute. They don't want that happening. They don't want to lose the productive class from Croatia to this, you know, little no man's land.
That's really the question, the difficulty that statists have. If you is sort of fine-tuning the amount to tax people at. So, I mean, it's obvious if you want to pretend that you're a free country that you have to let people leave if that's what they want to do. If rich people, who are the ones that you want to leave the least because they are the ones that everybody wants to tax the most, see a better opportunity in some place like Jersey or the Isle of Man or Liechtenstein or the Channel Islands of whatever Channel Islands they are, wherever it is that they wish to go, Liberland, then they're just going to pack up and go because they can afford to handle the costs of moving from one location to another. And so if they do, then you lose their productive ability. You heard last year or the year before, whenever the guy from, was it Facebook? Severin, I believe was his last name, decided that he was going to leave, give up his U.S. citizenship or something like that, leave the U.S. in order to not have to pay the taxes. And, like, politicians are railing against this guy. He got rich here, and now he's going to take his money and go someplace else. I mean, they're just railing and railing on it. And, well, I mean, do you run a service organization or do you run a human tax farm?
The latter.
Because if you run a human tax farm, then sure, you can claim somebody's productive labor forever and ever. You can say, my God, I made you what you are, then you owe me forever. Well, it's not that... Citizenship shouldn't be that relationship. If I want to go float on the South Pacific seas for a little while, I should be able to do that. And the United States isn't providing me with crapola, so I shouldn't have to pay them for anything.
I don't want their services.
Well, the United States government's services really amount to what? Forced Social Security, which I don't want. It's a terrible return. Mm-hmm. Medicaid or Medicare, which I don't want because, they seem coercive and irresponsible to me. And blowing up people around the world.
I don't want that either.
They don't. Yeah. I mean, they really don't provide much else that certainly the states couldn't do.
So to the extent to which one is voluntarily subject to a civil government moves along a sliding scale. At one end of the scale is a one-world megastate where no choice is possible at all. At the other end of the scale is a totally stateless society. Most, if not all, of human history has been characterized by civil governments that fall somewhere in between. Some civil governments are very large and very coercive, like ours. That is, they are quintessential states. Some governments are very small and very decentralized and are much less state-like.
We were talking to Liechtenstein. You can opt out of local governments. Some people are moving to Liechtenstein from the Mises organization. That you can opt out of local government there if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, the whole Liechtenstein thing sounded pretty amazing. We talked to one of them at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't remember which night it was, but it's somewhere
on
the Wednesday
night.
So these later governments must compete with numerous nearby options for citizens and capital. Naturally, a world with fewer states and very centralized states offers few options, which in turn means fewer choices for persons, cities, towns, and communities. In spite of this, we still sometimes encounter the bizarre argument that secession is bad because secession creates a new state. This would be an argument from a, purist libertarian or something, right? Like, oh, we can't have secession because that will add a state to the world.
I find it fascinating when people argue, libertarians, people who want more freedom in their lives, argue against the Free State Project because it has the word state in it. Really? That's what your argument is?
Those people are just internet debaters, man. They're never going to amount to anything. They're never going to pick up their life and move to New Hampshire.
If they were a debater, they'd have something better to debate.
We're going to come back with more. There's a little bit more on what's going on in Sardinia. That's the reason that we started this whole conversation. Sardinia is wanting, there are people there that want to secede into Switzerland. They want to be annexed into Switzerland after seceding from Italy. We'll come back to talk a little bit more about that, and you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.